Good morning. This is 88.3 WLIW-FM Local News. I'm Michael Mackey. Almost a year after the public hearing on the purchase of property at the Gateway to Watermill, the town of Southampton has closed on the buy. Kitty Merrill reports on 27East.com that last month, the long-awaited $5.8 million purchase using Community Preservation Fund revenues went through, and the broken-down fence that encased the acreage along Montauk Highway came down. So, too, did structures on the land fronting Mill Creek. At the time of the December 2021 public hearing on the plan, online real estate sites valued the almost 6 acres of land just west of Watermill's main drag, nestled on the north side of Montauk Highway and bordered by Old Country Road, at between $6.5 and $6.9 million. The acquisition comprises two parcels just east of the Settlers Field Triangle at the entrance to Watermill's business district. They're across Montauk Highway at the curve between Cobb Road and the Little Cobb Road merge. It was known as the Burden property after its former owners. The town of Southampton has plans to create a public park. An early concept map crafted for the Watermill Citizens Advisory Committee depicts a canoe kayak launch, walking trails, and a recreation lawn, dubbing the site Settlers Field. Another suggested name is Mill Creek Park. Watermill Advisory Citizens Committee member Steve Abramson predicted that the park, replete with a stunning water view, could rival East Hampton Village's scenic entrance. The purchase of this 7-acre property is extraordinary, he said. A contemporary 4-level house made up of glazed glass units with views of Mecox Bay and Watermill is on the market for $43 million, the most expensive home listed for sale on Long Island, according to One Key MLS. The annual property taxes are $44,546. Rachel Weiss reports on Newsday.com that the house on Cobb Isle Road was built in 2017 by Roger Ferris, who has also designed houses for director Steven Spielberg and Blackstone CEO Steven Schwarzman. Standout features include a 4-car garage, rooftop terrace, pool cabana, and 2 docks. A glass bridge connects the 2 wings of the 9,700-square-foot house with an in-ground pool running beneath it. The property also contains a guest house on a separate lot. The house is a work of art with another work of art inside, said listing agent Enzo Morabito of Douglas Elliman Real Estate. The way it's been decorated is outstanding. The current homeowners are art collectors, Morabito said, which explains the property's dramatic flourishes, including a brightly colored pop art-themed bathroom. Beth Young of East End Beacon reminds us that the annual windmill lighting at the Stony Brook Southampton College campus will be held this Friday, December 2nd, from 5 to 7 p.m. That's tomorrow evening, followed by a lecture on Wild Long Island by Chris Paparo in Duke Lecture Hall. All are welcome and admission is free. As reported on RiverheadLocal.com, you may help fill an entire school bus with non-perishable food items by donating at the Wading River Fire Department, located at 1503 North Country Road in Wading River, now through New Year's Day. Volunteers will accept donations at the fire department, as well as outside several local businesses. The food will be donated to local pantries to support families in need after the holidays. The highest fare increase in a decade, fewer cars on Long Island Railroad trains, and reduced weekday LIRR service are among the measures the MTA is considering to shrink a projected annual deficit that could reach $3 billion. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority laid out its proposals at a Manhattan meeting of the transit agency's board yesterday. Alfonso A. Castillo reports on Newsday.com that among the recommendations made by MTA Chief Financial Officer Kevin Willens is a 5.5% increase in fare and toll rates in 2023, the highest since the MTA raised fares by 7% in 2013. Since then, the agency has stuck to a schedule of raising fares and tolls by 4% every other year, but deferred a hike in 2021 and 2022, citing financial hardships among riders caused by the pandemic. MTA officials said Wednesday that they expect ridership levels to be around 80% of pre-COVID-19 levels by 2026. Willen said raising fares by an extra 1.5 percentage points over the typical increase would generate an additional $50 million next year. The MTA board will vote on the financial plan on December 21st, but it would not necessarily include a detailed fare plan and new ticket and toll prices. MTA Chairman John Lieber said the agency likely would not hold legally required public hearings on its fare increases before next February. Long Island is home to the highest weekly COVID-19 reinfection rate in New York, according to the latest data from the State Health Department. Lisa L. Colangelo reports on Newsday.com that statistics show 2,019 people in Nassau and Suffolk counties with a previous COVID-19 infection tested positive in the week starting November 21st. That comes to a 10.2 infection rate per 100,000 people, topping New York City's rate of 8.6. Infectious disease experts on Long Island said the statistics do not fully reflect all reinfections in the region and state. Only results reported from medical facilities were included, as opposed to those from at-home COVID-19 tests. And more importantly, according to experts, the numbers do not indicate how ill those reinfected became. A person is considered to have been reinfected if they test positive again 90 days or more after their first positive test, according to the New York State Health Department. Dr. Bruce Farber, Chief of Public Health and Epidemiology for Northwell Health, said it is vital for people to understand that being reinfected a second time with COVID-19 should be taken as seriously as a first infection. Fans of the Big Duck had to hold on to their tail feathers for one more day, as last night's scheduled lighting ceremony of the Flanders Fowl was postponed until this evening. John Asbury reports on Newsday.com that due to showers and high winds that moved through eastern Long Island, including gusts up to 46 miles per hour, Suffolk County Parks officials behind the Big Duck lighting called for a rain check to tonight. The decision has been made to postpone the Big Duck lighting until Thursday at 7 p.m., Suffolk County Parks officials announced on their Facebook page yesterday. At 7 this evening in Flanders, the Weather Channel forecasts clear skies, winds west-northwest at 13 miles per hour, the temperature at 35 degrees, with 0% probability of precipitation. That's the annual Big Duck holiday lighting tonight at 7 p.m. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.